Hi, I am Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Pacini is taking a strong position against drug use with Ontario Bill 6, the Safer Municipalities Act, wanting all public park users to feel safe and without fear of illegal drug use. Pacini on Friday, responding to a small protest outside his Port Hope office Thursday, suggested a few protesters want open drug use. He says we should have cleaner parks but provide harm reduction services to those who need it.
I think what we're not talking enough about are businesses who are losing everything. Husbands and wives who've put all their savings on the line. The letters I have, and I have got a whole binder of them, that I'm bringing to Toronto on Monday for a meeting with a number of key local partners. But what about them? What about the right of seniors to hold hands in a park and feel safe? Of children to play in a park and not fall and stick their arm in a syringe and a needle? And who knows what that could do? These are dangerous places. It's demonstrably proven that where we've had consumption sites have made communities more violent, more dangerous. And I morally cannot normalize taxpayers paying for drugs. Illicit drug use for the community. So I believe in harm reduction through wraparound supports, through helping people get well. And unfortunately, we have a few activists in our community who just want to normalize drug use. They've worn t-shirts at events that have said as much, and they are, quite frankly, destroying our community. But our community is so much stronger than them, and we're coming together, and we're saying, no, we're not going to allow our communities to be torn from the inside out. We're not going to normalize in East Hastings and Vancouver in Ontario. We're going to stand up and we're going to help people get well, and we're going to keep our community safe. And those who sell drugs and use hard drug use in our community, there will be consequences.
Now, part of their argument yesterday was on the penalty side, the 6 months in jail, $10,000 fine. They say their argument is you're criminalizing homelessness. What's your response to that?
Quite the contrary. What we're saying is that if you're using crack, cocaine, heroin in public use in our streets where children and parents and seniors are living, where businesses and entrepreneurs are just trying to make a living, the downtown Cobourg is being seriously affected, and it's about time we stepped up and support law-abiding Ontarians. And that's what we're doing here. We're supporting law-abiding Ontarians. But what is that also, what are we also doing? We're supporting heart hubs. We're providing wraparound supports to help people get better. We're investing in youth wellness hubs to try and go upstream to get it at the source so that youth don't get victimized. We're getting tough, and we've called on the feds to amend the criminal code because these criminals are preying on the most vulnerable coming. I saw it the other day at the Kingsman Barbershop in Cobourg. I looked outside, saw the park bench, which has become a meetup joint for drug dealers in our community, and they should be put behind bars because they're preying on the most vulnerable, and they should be locked up and reflect on their actions because they're destroying our communities. And I feel very strongly about this, and we're not going to normalize that. In my Ontario, it's not okay to sell hard drugs, to have syringes around children. That's not okay, and we can't morally accept that. And that's what Premier Ford and the government are doing. We're keeping our communities safe.
Now, in terms of the legislation itself, the argument made by the activists or the protesters on Thursday was that you're ramming this through. Now, I know it's stuck in second reading, not yet to committee. However, it was filibustered by the NDP recently, so it may come up next week. They say that you're going to bypass committee, which I don't know if that's quite true or not at this point. Are you guys going to bypass committee on that one?
I believe the bill has been time allocated, which means it won't go to committee. But I know we have had significant meetings in communities and heard from residents. But I really have to draw a fine point. I mean, there are a very small vocal minority in our community who have usurped council time, county time, which is the right. You can do a delegation. But we're not going to paralyze our entire community because there are a select few who want to normalize drug use in our community. And look, what have I done? My response as a local member, I fought to bring youth supports into our community. The Night Stop program at Rebound, youth wellness hubs to support youth. We've brought in additional funding to support shelter capacity. Now, there's a whole separate discussion on whether those dollars are being effectively spent and utilized with wraparound supports. I've brought in training dollars to help people get a better job with a bigger paycheck. That's what I'm fighting for. But I'm not going to stand around and, you know, some of these activists have worn t-shirts, I just want to get high, I don't want to die. I mean, this is crazy. And we're not going to normalize East Hastings and Cobourg. And we're going to stand up and get people the help that they need and enforce laws on our streets. Because if you are a lawless society, you're not a society at all.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.